Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 8th of August 2017, and this is the 634th Moll Out Loud podcast. I'm indoors. It's not quite dusk, but the sun is very, very low in the sky at the moment, and it's a gentle time of the afternoon. It really felt very spring-like when I went up to Knocklofty this morning. The sun got warm quite quickly, and I found myself divesting myself of hats and scarves and jumpers, and even though it was quite early still, so it definitely isn't winter anymore in my book. And when I got back, this living room was actually too hot to sit in without some adjustment to blinds and things. So that's quite interesting. I wonder whether I'll remember this, that it's the kind of second week, well, the end of the first week in August is when spring really feels as if it's here. So I'm pacing up and down in my living room, tigering, and I'm just about to have a little drink, and then I'm going to do some writing. I've had quite a slow day today. I think often I'm a bit tired after ringing, and especially with kind of trying to organise all this stuff to go up to the rope room from the ringing chamber, ready for these carpet layers. So it was all a bit frenetic and, well, no, not frenetic, but just less calming than it might have been. So this morning has been a bit slow, and, well, this afternoon has been a bit slow too. I had a very, very pleasant morning. Sorting myself, I suppose. And this afternoon, I went and had an hour or so at the cafe to try and work out some more structuring. And I was looking forward to doing some scene writing tonight for the writer's cave. But my fellow cavers, can make it tonight. And I realised that my energy about working tonight just sank into my boots when I knew that. And I thought, which is quite interesting, just whatever it is about having them coming, that I mean, it can't be adrenaline, really. I don't know what it is, but somehow that special space that we make together isn't there when I'm on my own, or isn't there yet. I haven't worked out what it needs to be to work for me when I'm alone. I might see if there are any of my Hexen group who might want to do some writing tonight online, so that might work. So yes, today is odd because that's not happening, and normally by now I would be clearing up some space for everybody, so maybe I'll do that anyway. Clear the space so it feels like a really nice place to sit. And eat early so that I'm ready to go at six. Ready not to go as in to get writing at six. And we'll see. We'll see. It's all an experiment. Life is entirely an experiment. One of the good things that happened yesterday when I had that weird cut up podcast to you, the Moll Out Loud was in two parts, was that when I got to the place where I was having soup and uploading you, I had a little investigate with what the editing tools actually were. And I realised that I can do much more than I thought I could. I don't think I can put two together, but I can edit the existing one in any way I like. So I'll have a little trial with that, and I'll also have a little trial with sound, the sound coming out, the level of sound. Because I could see that there was a little room to move. I always thought it was fixed and that I had it on its maximum, but it looked as if there was a little more leeway. So I'll have a look at that as well, because I do know some of you have had difficulty hearing me. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been a little more on the ball with what you're trying to do, and a little less fuzzy. I think I feel fuzzy today, and that you've been able to be properly engaged with whatever is most important in your life at the moment. And I hope that continues throughout the day, if you're about to start it or in the middle of it, or that tomorrow is a really good day for you. I wonder whether it's autumn in the Northern Hemisphere, whether the leaves are turning yet. I guess that's the sign. Here it's really blossom as well as the warmth of the sun. And so I'm going to send you some blossom from this morning. It's always funny with that blossom, because it's such a strong pink, and pink is not my favourite colour, not unless it's an incredibly kind of dark magenta or magenta. But there's something about that pink against the blue sky that is so exuberant that I forgive it its pinkness. So that is going to bud along with this podcast. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.